It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, coming at you on a Monday with the international superstar Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, yay. Let's go. Let's go. What a great show we have planned today. Very excited about having both these guys on the show. Whenever I see Lev on the show now, I'm actually happy. It's a weird thing because I don't like him. But I like him on the show, I think. That's what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the fat Lev Fur is here.
Yeah. He's on fire!
What's up, buddy?
That's because his thighs are rubbing together.
Yeah. Lewis is mad because I called his watch ugly.
Your watch stinks. Stop acting like you have a better watch
than me. My backup watch shits on your main watch.
That watch sucks.
This watch does not suck.
It sucks dick.
That's how I know you're not a watch guy.
I'm not a watch guy. I'm a guy.
But you watch guys have sex.
Any watch that's on your fucking fat wrist sucks. Also, very happy. He posts pictures in jiu-jitsu. He's got jiu-jitsu t-shirts. He refuses to come train with people that actually know jiu-jitsu. It's all a farce.
Damn.
Lewis, you could come to my gym any day.
No, I can't. Yes, they don't allow strangers just to come to your gym.
Of course they do. Dude, you're Louis J. Gomez. Dude, I'm
Louis J. Gomez. Ladies and gentlemen, Lev Fur here on the show. Also, very happy to have for the very first time.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. You guys know him from Kill Tony. And a bunch of, he's one of the fucking funniest guys out there.
Ah, thank you, man.
He's got a fucking, he doesn't stop. You go and kill Tony as a guest, and then he just trashes you to your face. You just have to take it. You just get like one or two zingers, and you're like, oh, I did good. And then he just keeps on going. Ladies and gentlemen, the very funny and talented David Lucas.
What's up,
y'all?
What's up, man? What's up? What's happening?
What's up, kid?
What's up, man? Glad to be in New York. Glad to be around y'all.
Yeah, you're chilling, dude. So where are you? I don't even know where you're at. You're always telling me you're about to move somewhere. Every time I talk to you, you're about to move somewhere.
I'm moving to Austin. See? I'm still in L.A. I'm moving to Austin next month. But I've been in L.A. for like the last 10 years.
Hell yeah.
So just sick of it, man. I don't like the gun laws, and shit is out of control right now, motherfuckers.
What do you mean you don't like the guns laws? What do you mean?
Like, it's hard to get a CCW, man, concealed carry permit.
Oh, so you want to have a gun?
I got plenty of guns. I just don't
You don't
have,
legally have guns.
I legally have guns. I just legally can't carry them.
So what's the point of having a gun?
Exactly.
Having a gun collection at home like an asshole. Yeah. You want to be able to carry that
you
shit
be
around
able to carry a gun.
And fucking shoot people if they start some shit.
Exactly. So, I mean, y'all see it on the news. The crime in L.A. is out of control. They're fucking putting guns to people's head while they're eating lunch and taking their jewelry.
Yeah.
And doing follow-home robberies, and we can't carry guns.
That's crazy.
Didn't New York just do something with the gun laws?
I think, right? Are we allowed to conceal and carry a gun now? It's easier now?
They're going to try to block it for the next year.
I don't know.
But the Supreme Court said you can have this concealed carries.
Yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, well, good for you. I've said this plenty of times, and I won't, you know, just repeat myself over and over again. I should not have a gun. I'm glad I don't have a gun.
That surprised me. I always think you'd be a guy with a concealed carry.
Why don't you think you need a gun?
Because I'm a little bit too much of a hothead.
Really? I don't see that.
I would brandish it to people regularly. I would, if you looked at me wrong, we'd be in the middle of Kill Tony. You'd say one too many things, and I put my fucking gun out, and I put it to your fucking mouth. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to, David Lucas? And everyone would be in horror.
It's also not just anger. Like, Lewis would shoot it in the air to celebrate things. There's a range of emotion.
Dude, Cinco de Mayo would be my favorite holiday. Yeah.
I mean, I've been around Lewis quite a bit, man. I've never seen him as a hot. I mean, me and Lewis even spent New Year's Eve to New Year's together at Jay Leno's mansion in L.A. I fell asleep in that mansion and woke up to some random white girls around me. I was like, what the
fuck? It's a good time, man.
Yeah.
For them, I've kind of calmed down a little bit in my older age. But, I mean, we had that whole thing at the Comedy Store, me and Kurt Metzger. And this is a friend of mine.
Classic.
It's a person that I've known for years, and it can escalate to the point where I throw a glass at his head.
Yeah.
So if that was a gun, I would have fucking shot Kurt. I would have shot him. I would have shot him to death. I promise.
You would have thrown a gun at his head and missed.
It would have gone off.
How long ago was that?
That was like, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Damn.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I know that I should not, for that reason alone, I would have murdered Kurt Metzger.
Have you ever seen that picture at the store where there was, like, I think a comic, like, pulled a gun on the audience?
Yeah, it was a fake gun, the black gun.
Oh, was it?
Because yeah, that was actually Slink Johnson.
Oh, because I just saw the capture that just said, like, throwback to when the crowd sucked and I had to up the blower on him. And it's just him, like, literally holding a gun to a crowd.
What y'all about
to
do, some crack?
No, it's dabs. You never smoke dabs?
No, I quit weed.
Why'd you quit weed?
It's making me too paranoid. I wasn't able to get shit done. Yeah.
I'm going to have to quit soon. I have my Ellis Mania fight coming up. And I do find myself feeling lazier and less motivated. And
dude, weed is an awful drug.
Shut up, Lev.
It's gay. It's for fucking
Lev. I need you to stop fucking giving people advice until you're.
I'm not
hot,
giving you advice
until you're hot again. You need to stop having opinions on anything in the fucking world.
I'm just saying you're fucking heating this vase up for 9 minutes here. With
Lev used to be hot. Lev was a hot guy, and then he got fat as fuck, and now he tries to get fitness advice. His Instagram
Who's
channel.
Fitness advice?
You would think that he's a fitness guru with his fucking Instagram channel, the Pelotons and the fucking personal training and the boxing. And then jujitsu, he gets fatter every single day. It's psychotic. It's a crazy way, but I love him for this reason. He's got with this though, he's gotten funnier,
right?
So it's a weird thing. So when Lev was hot, he would always do like smoky eyes. So he still does smoky eyes, but now his cheeks close his eyes, so you don't even see them anymore.
It's just like Chinese.
Yeah. Damn, bro. There you go. What's your ethnicity?
Russian Jewish.
Oh, okay, I was about to say you look like that. You look like the son of that dude who killed Apollo Creed and Rocky.
Is that your main watch right there?
No, that's that's a very old piece of shit.
Yeah. Say what? So what is this watch that looks like a fucking fake?
This
Rolex
is a Seiko SKX009.
How much does that cost?
They were like $300. They go for like a grand now because they discontinued.
Oh, I thought y'all were talking about some like $1,000 watch. No,
my main watch. Nice watch. IWC Pilot Chronograph 41, green dial.
How much is that one?
I'm going to say that through the smoke to you, Luke.
I bet it's trash.
It's $7,000.
I bet it looks shit. Pull it up. Pull up his watch. Say it again.
It's an IWC Pilot Chronograph 41 with a green dial.
Where'd you get it?
I got it from Wempy.
Wempy?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
The guy who asks for hamburgers and pay for them on Tuesday?
Really? No, it's like one of the main shops here.
He owed Lev 7,000 hamburgers.
This is the one?
Yeah.
This year I'm about to buy a Breitling.
Yeah.
Which one are you getting?
I can show you. I don't know.
Hell yeah. I
look at that dial, Lou. You don't like that green?
Trash. I hate it. It's garbage. IWC. I've never even heard of this brand.
They're a very famous brand.
No, nobody likes them.
That's not true at all.
We're in the Racist Live Chat. Let me know if you respect IWC watches.
John Mayer.
Shout out to the Racist Live Chat. While we're looking at more watches, because this is a very relatable conversation, thousands of dollars on watches we're talking about. Let's do our plugs. Lev, what do you got to plug?
I'm going to plug your mom after this pod.
Plug a fucking hoagie into your fat head.
Hilarious. No, please go to my YouTube, LEVFER. Hit subscribe. I have a great podcast out there. We just dropped an episode today with Colin Turrell, Fed Ryan Long, Mark Norman. Got a lot of heavy hitters. It's a really fun time. And just follow my social media. In Boston, August 4th at the White Bull Tavern. Hit my social media links. Please come out. I don't want to fucking keep canceling shows. And that's it.
All right. Keep it sexy, Lev. Don't tell people you're canceling the shows.
I'm getting honest, baby.
I understand, you know.
How many got banned? Or like protests?
I've been COVID 30 times.
Your shadow, the audience shadow banned you. David Lucas, what do you got to plug?
Hey, what's up, man? Just check me out on Instagram, David Lucas Funny. Go to my YouTube, type in David Lucas. I'm at the Stand Tuesday and Wednesday, Caroline's Wednesday. I'll be in San Diego at the end of the month. I'm in Chicago this coming weekend. All my tour dates on my website. Just go to DavidLucasComedy.com.
Go see David Lucas live. He's a fucking killer. So funny. So funny. Zach Amico.
This Saturday the 16th, Catalyst Wrestling in Brooklyn in Prospect Park. And this Sunday, I'm at the Troma Dance Film Festival in Lahayton, Pennsylvania, showing my new movie, The Secret of Cuck Island. Come hang out.
Fuck yeah, dude. Lots of live stuff coming up this weekend. I'm very excited to announce I'm bringing Tim Butterly to Kansas City, Missouri. Zach Amico couldn't make it, but we got Tim Butterly, which is a fucking just a treat because Tim is incredible. Guys, he's a headliner himself. So come out to Kansas City and see myself and Tim Butterly this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, July 14th through 16th. Then me and Aaron Berg back at it, the Offend Everyone Tour, stand up live in Huntsville, Alabama, next Thursday, July 21st. One show, and then we're headed to Nashville, Zanies. Two shows, July 22nd and 23rd. Come out. out to these shows. Huntsville, Alabama, Nashville, Zanies. We got to get these fucking tickets moving. Let's get partying, baby boys. We're all over the place. We're going to be in Palm Beach Improv next month. Hilarities, Funny Bone Syracuse, Funny Bone Albany, Summit City Comedy Club. We have a bunch of dates that keep on going up. Just go to lewisofskanks.com to grab your tickets for all of those shows and more. We just added Portland. We just added Denver. It's official. Denver's on there. Yeah, we're adding San Fran, we're adding La Jolla, we're adding a bunch of dates, guys. So keep on checking back. LewisofSkanks.com for tickets to those shows and more. If you guys love this show, if you guys love the best way you can support the Real Ass Podcast is by subscribing to YesDigitalNetwork.com, getting the premium service. The premium service gets you instant access to every show we've ever done, the entire on demand library, all ad free, uncensored, and in one place. If you guys don't like the censorship for YouTube, if you don't like listening to ads, well, guess what? Subscribe to Gas Digital. You get pre release on the episodes, plus access to the Racist Live Chat. Rob and B, I always read the first comment. Calling Butterly a headliner and still calling Zach his opener is rude. Zach, do I call you my opener? I never do.
No, you've
I say my special it. Fucking guest Zach Amico, who should never be opening for anybody. You fucking scumbag, Rob and Bean and Jew. You're lucky that I can't ban people from the Racist Live Chat. I don't know that technology because I would. You're safe today. You're safe today.
Yeah. Hey Zach, he going to Denver with you?
Maybe. Who knows?
Denver's not fat dude friendly, bro.
Oh yeah, it's high
that
up,
altitude,
right?
Bro.
Oh really? You get out of breath just walking around,
bro. It's horrible.
Yeah, and then the Denver part sucks too.
Denver sucks.
No, I'd imagine it's. I'd imagine it'd be tough.
It's a very beautiful city.
Yeah. No, but I'd imagine it'd be tough to breathe.
Yeah, bro. It's horrible. It's horrible, man.
Is it really that bad? It's that noticeable?
Yeah, dog. I didn't know what the fuck was wrong with me. I was there last year, man. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, you got altitude sickness.
Wow. They call it altitude sickness. Yeah. For fat people, they call it altitude sickness.
Yeah. It's
real.
Yeah, I didn't feel like we got there on a Thursday, and I think I felt better on the Sunday I was leaving.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep. It was.
I haven't really fucked with altitude. I trained. Did I train? I think we ran in Big Bear, California. I don't remember. We went to Big Bear. I didn't notice anything with the altitude.
Yeah, Big Bear's not that bad.
Yeah, they say that, you know, its altitude is really high, but, you know.
Denver is a reason it's the fittest city in America.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's a reason. You see,
I've never been to Denver. I hear it's fucking dope. Then again, I hear it's dope from, like, weed heads a decade ago. Before weed was legal everywhere, everyone's like, oh, you got to go to Denver. But I was like, I can get weed everywhere now.
Right.
Dude, I bought weed in fucking Brooklyn, doggy, this shit was wild. I don't even want to rat these guys out because they're going to get arrested. It's impossible. There's no, they're whatever their fucking thing is, whatever. I'm not ratting anybody out. Good for them, okay? There's a fucking weed van in Brooklyn. It says weed van on the side of the van. They're out there, okay? Yeah. If you just go to Bedford Avenue, you'll see a weed van, and there's these fucking kids in a van, and they're selling it all. They got fucking every type of weed. They got edibles. They got it all.
Maybe it's Delta 8 or Delta 9.
No, it's real. I bought some. I got high. It ain't Delta 8. I think that, and I remember when
bought van weed.
I bought van weed. And it was great, dude. From a bunch of kids. One of them recognized me. They gave me a discount.
Yeah.
Shout out to Van Weed Kid.
It's usually you trying to get kids into a van.
I know. It's true. It's a real flex. I went to go see if I could use the van. I was like, this is a cool van. Oh, all right. A weed? That's fine.
You didn't even notice it was weed. It was just like, bunch of kids in a van.
Children already in a van? What is it?
It's a setup.
What is it, my birthday? Yeah, doggy. No. And I bought this weed. And it's legal to possess weed. But it's not legal to like sell weed out of a van like that. But I think that they figured out a way. No, it's just a gray area right now. What's going on is this. There's not.
You're saying the neighborhood was a gray area.
There's no dispensaries. Okay. Yet. Really?
Yeah.
There's a couple in New York.
But every bodega's selling.
I know. And they're doing it illegally. And what's going to happen is as soon as the dispensaries start opening up and you have to pay $250,000 a year for a license and you have to pay taxes on your weed and all this other shit, they're going to crack down on all that shit. But as of right now, they're just going like, what do we even fucking do? My sister works for the Department of Health. They get calls and complaints about it.
Really?
And she was like, their thing is they don't even fucking know. When they hang up, they go, we don't fucking know what the law is. We're not sending somebody out there to figure it out. Until they figure out the laws, we don't know. Because the laws are so all over the place right now. I remember in D.C., I went to an illegal dispensary, like underground dispensary.
Is it cool?
It was yeah, it was great. It was awesome. It was the front. It was like an art place where you'd buy art.
Yeah.
But the way it worked is they would sell you the jar, not the weed. They were like, you're buying the jar, and we give you a donation of weed with the jar. That was like the loophole. But they would bust
that
place. There's
no way that checks out. There's no way, like, if you get caught buying heroin, you're like, I was paying for the syringe.
Well, heroin's illegal. Weed's not illegal.
I believe they were doing it here with, like, if you buy this sticker or, like, this cheap thing, it comes
they give you a gift of weed. So that's like the loophole on it, but it, you know, that weed place would get busted like once a month, and they would all get arrested and they'd get raided. But they were making so much money that they didn't give a fuck.
Right. Yeah. By the time these kids get arrested, they're gonna probably be don't make six figures.
Yeah, they make six figures. They make a couple million dollars even. To be honest with you, dude, it's crazy. I mean, like that weed van was there. There was a line of people waiting to buy weed from this weed van.
Wow.
I went. I was like, what? I went to the ATM machine. I spent $320 at the weed van.
No way.
What neighborhood was it?
Williamsburg, right on Bedford Avenue, right by the Equinox.
Is that a hood area?
No, it's
not. No, nice. That's like super hipster.
Super hipster.
Because I'm about to say, if it was in the hood area, the hood dudes would be robbing them.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't. It was out in the hood area.
Yeah,
and there was police right there. It was fucking crazy. I was very impressed. I was like, and I said to them, I was like, you guys worried about getting arrested? They're like, no.
Yeah, in the way they are defunding the police all over America, the police probably don't even want.
They don't want the optics of arresting some fucking kids for weed.
Right,
it's
especially
just like
in Brooklyn.
Yeah, dude, everyone's got a camera now.
Yeah,
I got pulled over in Brooklyn for the first time that I've been pulled over since I got a license. This time that I got a license, I've been driving for like a year and a half, and he came over, and right away he was like, my name is officer, whatever, from this precinct. This is recording, just so you know. And he was very pleasant about it. Very like, and I was like, dude, you guys are fucking cooked. Right. They're just like, no, I'm not doing anything wrong, just so you know. My hands are here. I was like, you're the cop. I should be the nervous one. Stop being so fucking nervous right now. And they pulled me over because my windows were too tinted. Mm. Just fucking crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
If they're too dark, why haven't you ever been stopped about that before?
Well, I guess
some people don't give a fuck.
They usually don't give a fuck. My windows aren't that dark.
Yeah,
I asked when I went to the place in Jersey. I said I want the darkest legal limit.
Right.
Like I don't want to get fucking pulled over. I don't feel like dealing with that. But I still want it to look pretty dark. So I guess probably I think in New York it's different than Jersey, because what happened was he asked me, he's like, "Where do you live?" And I was like, "Jersey." And I was like, "Well, what's the tint there?" And he's like, I'm not sure. So I think then he was like, oh, I'm going to let you off with a warning. But I don't know if he could have given me a ticket, or it could have been thrown out because I don't live in New York.
Right.
And I was working here. So, but yeah, that was the first time I got pulled over. But it was very interesting, the difference that the cops, like the energy that they had.
Yeah.
But I still was fucking like, dude, like whenever I deal with cops, I still have this nervous, like fucking anxiety. Yeah. Like, oh, fuck, dude, here we go. Yeah.
Everybody has that.
You got a new car, didn't you crash out of?
No, I just got it fixed. I didn't crash it. It was
the Audi, right?
Yeah,
nice.
Little fender bender.
Yeah. I got 10 on my car in LA, and I know it's not legal, but it's like, how bored does a police officer have to be to pull you over for tint?
Yeah. That's it.
Especially if you live in like New York or LA too, because like they got real shit to worry about here.
Right.
They got a fucking weed van on.
Look, the reality is if you have tinted windows,
right,
you are likely a criminal. I don't know the correlation there, but I promise you, because I had...
if you did the math.
I had just smoked a blunt.
Well,
I was driving under the influence.
He didn't say he smelled weed or anything like that? He didn't give a fuck?
No, he didn't smell any weed.
It's more so the type of car you drive. There's certain cars that police officers look for. They could probably care less what we got on that car.
Yeah. If you have a blacked out Audi and you're a Puerto Rican guy in that car...
They're just drugs.
Yeah, they're just going to be like, let me pull this over, see how this guy acts. And if he, like, when he pulled it over, you know, I had my fucking kid shit in the back. And I was like, sir, I was like, you know, I'm coming from the gym. Like, it wasn't that. So that's why he let me go.
It was like the old baby seat full of cocaine. Yeah.
But if I had been a fucking thug and I had been like, yo, I was, come on. Like, it could have fucking turned into my car being searched or whatever. Yeah. And I had shit on me easily. But now I have weed on me. What is the law with that? Can you have weed on you in your car, like an open weed container, or is that like having an open beer?
I mean, bro, I feel like New York should be more lenient, because in Georgia, you can legally be in possession of an ounce and under.
Yeah, I think that's the case in New York. But so, I'm saying like an open weed container, because all weed containers are open. If it's not like sealed, like by a dispensary.
Yeah, you're probably good.
Like, could you get in trouble for that, having it in your car?
I don't think they have like an open container thing for weed.
Yeah.
I think that's just for booze.
Yeah.
I think they would have to give you some type of sobriety test, and if you failed that,
Yeah, but it's impossible. Like, the thing about weed is, bro, if you got a good enough lawyer, that should have been thrown out, because how can you prove that I was high at this moment?
Yeah. I guess maybe they could. I don't even know.
Yeah,
I have
no idea.
I have no fear anymore of, like, being arrested for weed. Like, I walk around smoking weed, but I think that's illegal. Driving around smoking weed, that's illegal. None of the shit that I... Like, I just do weed illegally.
We also forget when we cross state lines.
I miss the danger in weed, so now I just do illegal shit while I smoke.
You're buying it from a fucking van. What do you mean you miss it being illegal? Go to the projects. Really make an experience out of it.
Well, that's crazy. The problem with they just give you what they give you.
Yeah.
What, Shannon?
This can you turn up a little bit? This website says cannabis is not allowed in motor vehicles, even if they're parked.
Not allowed in motor vehicles in New York?
That makes sense.
Also, I looked up the tinting thing, and there is a slight difference between New York and New Jersey. In New York, they can't block more than 30% of the light, and in New Jersey, it's 35% of the light.
Yeah, so mine was blocking 76% of the light. He used a little reader thing on my window, and it was blocking 76% of the light.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, whatever.
I've never had a license.
Really?
Yeah.
Where you live?
Here.
Oh, that's why.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in North Carolina, but I was such a lazy piece of shit that I was like, I'll move to New York. I just won't drive for 2 years. I'll make everybody drive me around.
Do you know how to drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know how to drive, but...
Yeah, so many people in L.A. move from New York. They don't even fucking 35 years old don't know how to fucking drive a car.
I like driving.
Yeah, it's driving the best. Is fun. I drove this time in New York, bro.
Last time you rented a car out here?
Yeah, last time I was in New York, bro, I was here for like 3 days, and I think I was like $480 in Uber fees.
Oh, yeah?
It was during the time when y'all had that little...
When I was living in New York, I would spend like $2,000 a month on Ubers.
It's expensive as fuck.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it became a problem. I was like, I can fucking afford to buy a nice car. Yeah. A very nice car without spending an Uber and actually have it at the end of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Bro. That Uber in New York is, bro. Like, I was doing Carolines with Eric Griffin, and I was Ubering from Manhattan to Carolines. That was like $40 a trip.
Yeah.
It was like insane.
It'll add up. Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, real quick, let's take a moment to thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com, incredible sponsor who's been in business for over 20 years, and you can find every single car part that you need at RockAuto.com.
Yep, RockAuto.com has all the auto parts you need at reliably low prices. If you got a used car, it's probably appreciated in value. The car market is hot, which is why now is the time to keep your car well-maintained, and the best place to do it is RockAuto.com.
So right now, go to rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best possible prices. But if you buy something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Rockauto.com. All right, where were we? Do me a favor. I want to talk about a couple of these stories. There's an update on the bodega stabbing.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of people hate my opinion on this.
What's your opinion?
I'm sorry that I was fucking, you know.
Are you anti-knife?
I believe the customer's always right. Right. And I believe that you have to offer good service at all times. And I'm going to tell you right now,
even during an assault,
this guy was not offering good service. It was terrible service. No matter what way you slice it.
You know, it is funny. Like,
sorry, that was perfection. I apologize.
The post was like hardworking deli owner. And as I was watching the clip, I was like, nothing about this looked hardworking at all. He's like sitting there.
He was sitting
there. But I like the fact that he stabbed that dude up, because people need to realize you can't just run into a person's place of business, especially if I own it, and try to intimidate me. Yeah. Bro.
You like, set a precedent.
Yeah. So it's like now these thugs know you can't just go into a bodega and try to do what you want.
I mean, look, we've had this happen, a million times. I don't think that thugs have learned their lesson now. I don't think that this has changed the thug culture.
Got a pamphlet in the hood.
You don't really think about it. Like, you know what? We're not going to do that anymore. There might be some
thug memo went out this week. We're no longer going to be beating up Korean and Indian deli people.
Yeah, check your email. We going to beef in front of the counter now?
Yeah, so all I'm saying is it was bad service. And, you know, call me a stickler for good service. I just feel like he should have, maybe not stabbed the guy to death.
Well,
I think it was the young dude's fault. You let that old man stab you up like that.
By the way, as the new stuff that came out, now there's other angles. So, Shannon, tell me what happened here.
Okay, so now just to clear up a little bit, they're saying that she had like a benefits card. What do you call it? It's like a like food stamps for like a card. Yes, that's it. EBT. So she had the EBT card, and that's what she tried to buy the chips for her kid with. It was $3, and it was declined. He tried it several times. It didn't work. Apparently, the kid was holding on to the chips, and the bodega worker snatched the chips out of the kid's hand.
Bodega worker snatched the chips.
Music Ooh. To your ears.
Out of the child's hand.
So he assaulted somebody first.
Out of the child's
hand.
Hand.
It's not assault if he didn't touch the kid. He just touched the merchandise.
Yeah, but yeah. If somebody like...
You try to snatch a fucking bag of hot Cheetos out of a little black assault? Kid's hands. We're going to fucking see what happens.
That's not assault.
No, man. Not if you didn't touch the person.
Well, no. They were salt and vinegar chips.
I held back that joke.
I'm out here crushing, guys. Keep up. How about y'all keep up?
So after he took the chips from the kid is when the woman then took her, she called her boyfriend to come in, and then she goes into her bag, and you'll see this in the video. So as the boyfriend is going back behind the thing, she takes out her knife from her bag and stabs him.
Yeah. Yes.
So you can, it's a little hard to see.
So she stabs him first.
Yes. She stabbed him first.
Oh, okay, there is more information here.
Listen. Okay.
She stabbed him first. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the dude got killed with his girlfriend's knife?
No.
No. He used a box cutting knife, but it's not a box cutting
knife. That was a fucking
that was
long,
like a fish filet.
It was a fucking
was
long,
a big knife.
Yeah. Crazy he had an Anthony Indian Bourdain guy.
It was a sword.
I don't think a box cutting knife would kill you.
No. Yeah. You could slash somebody.
They said that it was the knife that they used to cut boxes.
It was the Michael Myers knife. Yeah. Like, it was that big.
By the way, at that bodega, they call black men boxes.
Yeah. Boxers. He thought he was a boxer.
Okay. Oh, shit.
There's not audio. In some parts, there are audio.
The girl still has the chips, though.
Wait a minute. What's going on? Who's holding onto the chips? Is the kid holding onto the chips?
I think. Hold on, let me go back.
Time out.
Lewis is getting fatter. He's watching a murder. He's like, "Where are the chips, though?
No, listen.
Who has them?
No, listen. First of all, you cannot fat shame me. You are the fat one. You are the fat one here. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of powerful men in this room right
now. This is a fat room right now.
There's a lot of power.
This room feels like it's in Denver. It's some fucking short of breath.
Three pugs.
No, here's the thing. There's a lot here. If the little kid is holding onto the chips like a mongrel, that's also crazy.
It's a kid.
How old is a kid?
I don't know. Six, looks like,
seven?
Yeah.
It's like a sandwich he's holding.
But he's holding like a bunch of other shit,
is
too.
Is that the boyfriend that they're struggling with, or is that the chip?
No, that's the guy. That's the worker.
She don't want no parts of that knife.
Wait a minute. Yeah, Shannon, no, that was the guy that
guy was on the ground. I think the guy was on the ground because there was a blurry thing.
Yeah,
like I think that was before. That looked like the deli worker. He was holding a bunch of shit.
No, that looked like
the man's the murder. Pixelated body.
That was
on
the other angle.
Where
of the murder.
On the ground?
He fell on the floor
under the murderer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Here's
under the murderer.
Yeah, that was a different angle.
Oh, he's selling illegal loose cigarettes.
Yeah, and it was a Newport too. He was putting a Newport back in.
Oh, so this is it says if you put the sound on.
Coming here.
He's saying, I'm going to go back a little bit. He's saying he doesn't want any problems.
Oh my God, he has such an Indian accent. Please do not come back here.
Look at the pile of lunch.
I don't do anything. Baby!
All right, so he went behind there. Okay.
Yeah, he said he went back there. That's like walking onto a stage with a comedian. Can't do that.
Yeah. No, look.
Somebody had a good point that it's the difference between being on somebody's porch and walking in their front door.
Yeah. Well, now that's a big knife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is them arresting him?
He wanted to take it. I told him to take it. Where is? Well, how many got stabbed?
Is a cop getting an iced tea? I'll take this Arizona iced tea.
You start stabbing the cop.
You must right pay for that. You have the right to remain silent. Yo, how much?
That's really
So I don't see the angle where she stabbed him first, Shannon.
Here. Okay, so it was. I think it was in the first. If you share this one, this is the...
Did she stab the boyfriend? That's what it looked like.
No, she stabbed him.
She's dressed like Arizona iced green tea.
I think it's this spot here. No, I'm not sure. But like, she has bloody hands.
I think that's from the boyfriend.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
The boyfriend's blood.
This is where she stabs him.
Produced her own knife. Stabbed Alba in the arm while he fought off her boyfriend.
Because remember the video we watched and he was wiping blood off one spot on his arm and that's where he got stabbed by her.
Right. I see. Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. You can't really tell who stabbed who from what. Look, he shouldn't have gone back. Here's the reality. Look, he's a fucking dumb idiot fucking thug and he shouldn't have gone back there.
Right.
It's the reality.
I can see you doing that.
I said I could see me doing that too. I was like, I could see myself getting pissed off enough at some fucking deli owner and fucking step behind the counter and be like, what are you going to do, buddy? When Lewis comes for this, start stabbing me in the chest and neck.
But when you just pull out your own $3,
I wouldn't get there anymore.
Here's the thing you're forgetting, though, is somebody you feel like disrespected either your kid or your chick. That sends you into a different kind of fucking.
That is another thing.
Though.
If some fucking guy puts their hands on my kid, and let's say that's my perspective, right? You know, it might become a different thing, you know. And I did say this, and I do. If I was judging this, I wouldn't. You know, I would definitely say it was self defense. Look, this chick had a fucking knife. The whole thing was fucking crazy.
And that's probably not even his kid.
Yeah, let's get it.
He's just dating the chick with a kid. That's not his kid.
Look. At least he's in his kid's life. Oh, never mind.
That kid's going to have a podcast network in 20 years.
Probably.
They are charging him with second-degree murder. Yeah.
Second-degree
murder. He'll walk.
Maybe.
They took down his GoFundMe. That's fucked up.
Why they took down his GoFundMe?
I guess because...
They took it down because you're not allowed to have, under like the terms and conditions, it can't be associated with a violent crime.
But what about Rittenhouse? Didn't he get like a fucking a GoFundMe or some shit? Yeah.
I like Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
because I feel like at the end of the day, white people shouldn't be marching for any black matters and black people shouldn't be marching for white matters. If they had to just stuck to their own shit, they wouldn't be dead.
Okay.
Period, point blank. White people marching for BLM, which is, I hate BLM, Incorporated. It's like me going, you know, to march for the KKK.
Yeah. It is. It's very cringy.
Right. It's like, what are you doing? Like, stop virtue signaling. Stop all that shit. What, you're pandering.
It's racist.
Yeah, the march is
It's racist. When you watch white people put BLM in their profile, you're like, oh yeah, you're trying so hard to prove that you're not racist that it's actually racist.
Right. Come on, man. Like, if I put and how would people look at me if I put Proud Boys on my Instagram or I put KKK?
We give you a podcast on the network.
Yeah. What do you mean? You're making twice the money you're making.
we had a black Proud Boy show up at Legion of Skanks when he was hilarious.
Right. I tried to join the Proud Boys.
Did you really? No.
No, I really did, bro.
Why?
Because the leader's Cuban. My dad's Cuban. And I believe in a lot of the stuff that they believe in.
Right. You know, and then what ended up making you not join the Proud Boys?
My management.
Yeah, they were like, no, do not do that.
Your career is going to be over.
It would be. Yeah, they named me, there was a Proud Boy website, and after I fought at Ellis Mania, they named me the Proud Boy of the Month.
Oh, hell yeah.
They put it on the website, and then I have a bunch of people now, to this day, being like, Lewis J. Gomez is a Proud Boy. And I was like, no, I'm not. But then I don't want to fucking...
You're like, just because I entered myself in a contest.
Just because
they greatly admire you.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do? Look, have you seen my numbers on the road? I'm not turning away fans. What do you want me to say?
But at the end of the day, bro, that's not a bad group of people to have. It's not.
I don't give it. It's not even because. By the way, the Proud Boys that I've met, the individual Proud Boys that I've met, right? I've met a handful of them, right? They've been fucking cool enough. They're fans of my podcast, right. So we'll show up to shows and they'll wear a hat or a T-shirt. They fucking buy a drink. They laugh. They have a good time. They're not like. But the problem is, it's the association, and in this industry, not even just in the industry, like just in life, you know what I'm saying? If you're associated with the Proud Boys, there is a fucking negative connotation there where you're looked at as being a Nazi, you're being looked at as racist. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I'm not joining any fucking group that's gay in general, right? But then if there's more...
Is there anything gayer than a male fraternity?
Yeah, a male fraternity.
A grown-up fraternity.
But then on top of that, that has so much downside attached to it with the association with what you're considered. And they may very well be wrong with a lot of that, right? Because a few bad apples obviously spoil the bunch. That's really what happened there. But the reality is, what is the upside versus the downside?
Right,
like the upside is I'm now gay and part of a dude group. There's no fucking upside versus now also I have people that are going, oh, dude, you're a fucking Nazi. And you're like, well, no, I'm not. And you have to explain what the Proud Boys is and explain why it's not. It's too much. I have to do that with Legion of Skanks. People are like, oh, dude, they're Nazi comedians. And then I have to go, oh, no, we're not. And let me pander and explain why. And I just don't. So I just Heil Hitler instead. And they're like, oh, see, look. Because I don't want to fucking do that.
Do you still hear that shit, though?
Yeah, I still hear
it.
It's much less now that Trump is in office. I feel like the people on the left, they feel like they're in control a little bit. They don't have to come after comedians as hard. But when Trump runs again, I promise you, comedy is going to get hot again.
Yeah.
It's going to get hot in the kitchen again. Because the people on the left are crazy, dude. And if they feel like they're losing, they grasp at straws, whatever thing that they
need to lash out.
Yeah, they need to just fucking feel like they're winning some battles. And the comedy battle is an easy one to win because there are no Nazis in comedy. There's none. There's no fucking Nazis in comedy. I haven't met one. Right. If there are, they would come out to me. I'm telling you, hey, dude, you want to be friends? No. But I'm telling you right now, there's no fucking real Nazis. There's no real racists in comedy.
No.
There's probably some people that say some racist shit or have some racist thoughts, but not really. Like, I know some comics that, like, some older ones, older school ones, you consider them racist, but not really. They have people that are black that open up for them, or they'll open up for somebody else that's black, or they'll work for a comedy club owner that's brown or Indian or a woman. They don't really give a shit. Life happens, and it forces you to come together, and whatever your bullshit fucking thoughts are, and your dumb, like, you know, bigotry that you might have, that falls to the wayside when you have to go to the supermarket and buy groceries.
Right.
Or you have to go to work and deal with other people, right? All that shit is just, it's all online, or they're just dumb thoughts in your fucking head. It's not really practical. There's no practical fucking racist in the industry.
I stopped paying attention when you spilled coffee. Like,
yeah, I did spill coffee. Yeah. Andrea, can I have another coffee and a napkin, please?
I totally agree with that, bro.
Practical racist is going to be Lewis's show on True TV, by the way.
What are the Proud Boys even about? What's their thing?
They're anti-Antifa.
Antifa. Okay. Yeah. I feel like everybody's anti-Antifa.
So you're a Proud Boy. There you go. Left for a Proud Boy.
Yeah, like
I don't really even fucking know the whole
The Proud Boys are like the right version of Antifa. But they're more so
which is also gay.
They stand up for liberties, and they don't want, I mean, it's pretty much like being it's like the SEAL team of the conservatives. These are motherfuckers that are ex-military or very.
I think on the much more extreme version, and then I think there's also people that consider themselves Proud Boys. That it's like a way to you wear a t-shirt, but they're not ex-military or showing up to fucking rallies, but they still go, oh, I'm a Proud Boy. It's like it's like a patriot. I think a better way to put it.
That's getting clipped, dude.
No, but I mean, I think what it is supposed to, I think they consider themselves like patriots, and they consider themselves pro male chauvinism, right? So sort of the traditional values of America: a woman belongs in the kitchen, male should go out and make the money. That's sort of like the idea, and it's the association. I'm trying to think of an equivalent of association, because I don't think it's just Antifa. Because I think to be Antifa, I guess that's a great way to put it. Yeah, maybe it's like the rights version of Antifa. Because I think there are people that consider themselves Antifa and wear the t-shirt, but they don't show up with baseball bats or bike chains.
And
the
Proud Boys don't really do what Antifa do. Like, the Proud Boys are not burning down buildings. They're not
They probably are, too. There's probably a few. They're burning down. I'm sure there are.
They'll burn down a cross or two.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And what's the new...
No, I agree. By the way, I think Antifa... if you're talking about what's like... I think they're a legitimately fucking dangerous organization. They would encourage people to do a lot of shit. And I don't see that from the Proud Boys that I've seen. But then again, if you're showing up at a fucking rally with bike chains on either side and baseball bats, I can't really fucking get behind you. Go have fun. Go beat the fuck out of each other. So I think it was Dave Smith on Rogan said it. He was like, they're all LARPing Civil War.
Dave Smith, that's the one that gets on Rogan?
Yeah, he's the one that gets on Rogan.
Oh.
You'll never be on Rogan, though. Isn't that weird?
I'm 25 now. You think I'll never do Rogan?
I don't think you'll ever do Rogan.
Really?
Mark, put it down.
What do you do? You're a comedian? You're a comedian?
You think I'll never do Rogan in my lifetime?
I don't think so.
I mean, if he raps it in like a few years,
I don't see it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You don't know me.
I'm a close friend of Rogan.
He's a close friend of Rogan's, and he can tell. He reads people very well. Dude. It's what he does. He roasts people, dude. So very quickly, he computes who the person is.
Have you done
is.
Rogan?
No. I missed my chance to get on Rogan.
And he's his friend.
I'm his Rogan. Now I have to do it.
And he's black. He needs blacks.
Yeah, man. Like,
look at Lev Butthurt that I said he's never going to do Rogan.
No, no, I'm confused by this. No,
nah, I mean,
his name is David.
Yeah, just being around Rogan, and I mean, unless you do something real interesting in like the next 5 years, you gotta remember Rogan's down there 50.
It's gotta be a really if you got in shape again, but in crazy shape, create like abs,
David
I'm
Goggins.
Talking about like yeah, dude. Yeah. Maybe there's an angle there,
I'm
but
not
it's not gonna be based
hard.
Off your personality. I'm there's no way.
That motherfucker had Eric Snowden on his podcast.
He also had Lewis on.
Yeah, I'm a fucking. Do you know who I am? Do you know you're sitting in front of a fucking legend, you idiot?
Yeah,
this is how dumb Lev is.
No, I respect
that. He didn't realize what the fuck is going on here. That when the smoke clears and it's all said and done, it's gonna be like, holy shit, Lewis J. Gomez was that fucking guy, and you had the opportunity to sit at a table with me.
See, I was about to compliment you until you fucking ended it like that. I've always been a Lewis defender. Even through your Proud Boys era, I fought Anthony Jeselnik for you at a bar show.
You fought Anthony Jeselnik?
He beat the shit out of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I fucked up Anthony, dude.
Did he fuck you after?
No, no. Oh. I have heard that, though.
Everyone in the Races Live chat thinks that you'll never be on Rogan. They all agree.
I mean, it's possible.
Now, honestly, I think Rogan doesn't like me enough that he could see this and maybe put you on.
He's like, what does that guy know?
Oh, you're Rogan not cool no more?
No, I don't. I mean, no, I think he likes me. He just doesn't bring me on a show anymore.
I mean, you know, bro, that's...
It's a different thing. It's a different world now. I promise you,
since he's moved to Austin, he's way more busy.
No, I know that. I'm not offended by it. I'm offended by him bringing Dave Smith on so much. That's what's infuriating.
This is like a never be on Rogan support group.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like all hitting us. David, did you have an Aunt Tifa?
Huh?
Did you have an Aunt Tifa?
No.
That was pretty fucking good, actually. I'm going to give it to you.
Who's going to be on fucking Rogan now, you cucks? You cunt fucks.
Did you have an Aunt Tifa? It's pretty funny.
That's not bad.
That's not pretty bad. Good. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thanks Zippix for supporting today's show. Zippix Toothpicks. I love these guys. An incredible sponsor if you guys are trying to kick the nicotine habit or if you guys are simply just trying to replace smoking in times that you can't smoke, whether you're at work or you're traveling or wherever you can't smoke a cigarette, Zippix makes incredible toothpicks that are laced with nicotine. I don't know if they like me saying laced, but that's what it is. They're laced with nicotine. And they are cheaper than cigarettes. They are cleaner than cigarettes. There's no smoke. There's no ashes. You could have them in your car. You could have them on the train. You could really have them anywhere. And they're an incredible product that are helping people really cut back on smoking.
Absolutely. And they're also laced with delicious flavors. They have a whiskey one that tastes really good. They have one that actually tastes like those old school clove cigarettes. Listen, guys, if you smoke, your fingers smell, your breath smells, your hair smells, your clothes smell, your car smells. Dude, these toothpicks are a game changer, and I got to be honest with you, they pack a little punch, buddy.
Oh, yeah, they do. Right now, go to ZippixToothpicks.com to start a healthier alternative to smoking right now. That's Zippix, Zippix, Toothpicks.com, and go grab some Zippix Toothpicks today. All right, where were we? So the bodega stabbing, fine. That guy, let him off, I guess. I'll give him a let him off, but I, you know what?
Bro, that was... That was here in New York, right?
You know what? No, I'm the judge. I'm the judge. 30 days, he gets in jail, and he gets 300 hours community service. You can't just start stabbing people for pushing you.
I could rock
you can't just start. He shouldn't be in prison. I do believe that he was in fear for his life. That bitch had a fucking knife on her, but I think she pulled out the knife after she saw her man getting stabbed in the throat. So I'm not even going to judge the knife. I'm just saying they were up to no good. Little kid should have fucking let go of those chips. And the whole thing kind of stunk. That Indian guy's a little too stabby. He's a little too stabby, a little too quick, is all I'm saying, and it's bad service. And I'm not going to be inconsistent for fucking everybody else in the fucking Racist Live chat. I like good service. That was unquestionably horrible service.
He should, after he gets out of jail, he should move to Florida. They'll give him a medal.
Yeah, that's true.
He should move to Florida, open up a store, and it'll fucking sell out. He should sell knives after that. I think he's missing. He can make a lot of money if he moved to Florida and start selling knives.
If you're the judge, what is the punishment you hand down?
I think just let him walk. I'd say that was completely justified. Guy came behind the counter.
I let him walk, but he'd have to walk like an Egyptian out of the courtroom. I would make it a racist.
You'd let him crip walk
a racist
out.
Ruling. Walk like an Egyptian, sir. He's like, I'm from Pakistan. Walk like an Egyptian. No. What would be your ruling? What would you, this deli owner, would you give him any punishment at all?
Yeah, I'd make him, I'd give him, 30 days of something. I need like a mental.
Just son, he's gonna chill, dude. He can't just stab people. It's crazy.
I need a mental evaluation because this stabbing might lead to him just being reckless now. So I
yeah, he gets off with it. He's right. Like, oh, this is what I do, baby. Right. Let's go. Right.
Well, now he's in a place every day.
No where... shocks, no shoes. Stab.
He's in a place every day where he's fucking. My thought would be, I'm vulnerable every day now. Like, this dude's family's gonna fucking pull up on me.
Nah, bro.
Don't think so?
That's one thing about. One thing I'll say about the black race, bro, if black people only want to retaliate when it's black on black, but when it's another ethnic group, they never retaliate.
Really?
No, bro. I mean, what you call it still living? What's the dude name who killed Trayvon Martin?
Zimmerman.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Right. So I don't want to hear shit about they gonna retaliate. No.
Yeah, Zimmerman just walks around like it's nothing.
Dude, not only that, he's signing bags of Skittles. That fucking
damn.
He really is.
Really?
Yeah, fucking. He's signing bags of Skittles. Jesus. Kyle Rittenhouse has a fucking video game out.
The most black people would do is protest in front of that store.
Yeah.
But, bro, that, like.
I'm surprised Zimmerman hasn't been fucked up. I'm so, like, he was.
Black people are scared, dog. That's why when I hear these gangster rappers, I'm like, bullshit. Or if, you know, if I have a confrontation with a dude who deems himself to be a hood dude or a thug, I'm like, bro, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
You got that energy to kill somebody. Go find somebody who actually is a threat. Yeah, I'm not a fucking threat to you.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of my. Like, bro, don't come to me with that shit.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not, I'm very. I mean, a lot of these guys, they're fucking notorious, and then they walk around and they're like, "That's the way it is, dude. It's the news culture." Remember, I thought Ari Shaffir was gonna be done, dude. People were so mad at Ari about the Kobe thing, and then it just went away.
I was working at I was a door guy at the comedy store when that happened, bro. And it's like, since when have black people started doing death threats over the phone?
Yeah,
but that one black comedian hit him, Michael Rappaport. There's a little black justice.
That's Michael Rappaport hit.
Ari, yeah, he smacked Ari twice.
When?
At the stand. Like,
he hit me 3 months
ago. I know, right. Lev was there.
Yeah.
Hold up. Michael Rappaport?
Michael Rappaport slapped Ari Shaffir in the face at the stand comedy club.
Why?
Twice.
I feel bad. I shouldn't have brought this back up.
No, it's fine. It's known now. I mean, Ari. I think Ari talks about it in his act.
Did Ari roofie him?
No, what happened was...
they were
after the Kobe thing, Ari, I guess, Rappaport talked shit on Ari... And then Ari said something about Rappaport being like a wife beater or some shit like that. Because didn't he get like there was like a domestic dispute or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
He brought it up. He just called him a wife beater or something like that. I'm getting something wrong, whatever. Doesn't matter. He said, she said shit, right?
Yeah.
So then Rappaport came up to Ari and fucking slapped him. And then Ari was like, that didn't even hurt. You're an old man. Smack me again. And then he fucking slapped him again. And then he slapped him again.
Why'd you make it sexual? You're like, hit me again?
That's my impression talks. Of Ari. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Didn't even hurt. I don't even care.
That's a pretty good Ari.
I used to roll with Joe Rogan.
No, my fucking dumb ass, I walked in and the first thing I see is just a fight happening. I thought it was the owner because he was trying to get between them. And then I like jumped in between and next thing I know, fucking Rappaport's swinging at me trying to hit Ari.
Right.
Hit me fucking hard as shit, dude.
He hit you. He actually hit you.
He hit me with like a charged up punch. Yeah.
I'd be waiting for shit like that.
I didn't know you got hit with a punch.
I got hit with a hard.
If Michael Rappaport punched me, he would literally be dead.
He would
be fucking dead. You just let Michael Rappaport punch you.
Dude,
Ari's a pussy. He doesn't claim to be a fucking badass like the great Lev Fur.
The problem is, dude, he's really old. So it's like. I grabbed him tight and I was like, you just hit me, so you got to fucking chill out now.
He's like, who are you? Are you a comedian? Like,
he's like, you'll never be on Rogan.
He's like, no, tell me I'll be on Rogan.
Rappaport is old, bro, but my thing is, dog, if you can pass a lick, you can receive one.
I know,
he's not older. He's not elderly.
I don't
want to
hit a 60-year-old, dude. He's like 50. Old,
how old
bro?
Is Rappaport?
He's got like a shaky walk.
How old?
52.
I'm fighting Jason Ellis. He's 50, okay? So,
But Jason Ellis is like in shape.
Age ain't nothing but a number, baby boy.
52 is enough to receive them. Do you wait for... Like, bro, like...
I'm 40. I feel like... I think if it's within 12 years, it's okay.
I'm 30. What? There's some 42-year-olds that can beat my ass.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but it's so funny. He hit me, and like I was like, "You got to chill the fuck out." And Ari's behind me, like, "What?" Are you? Like he keeps egging him on, like because I'm in front of him like a fucking meat shield. And Ari's like, "That's all you got?" He's like trying to get me fucking knocked out by this old fuck.
And then, what did Rappaport apologize to you?
No, I don't think so. I think he left right after.
Yeah, Rappaport turned all woke and shit, man.
Yeah, I know nothing about him. I was just a fan of a couple of his movies. And then I heard he was doing comedy.
Oh, the one where he was killing black people?
Yeah, I loved that. I was like, I thought it was a documentary. I was jerking off. And I was like, oh, it's a movie. Never mind.
The one at the deli.
Dude, he fucking... I was talking to Big J about this. It was like, we all wish that Rappaport was awesome. Like, how cool would that be if he was dope?
He's a shitty person.
I don't know him at all. I just know him from that exchange. And yeah. I'm a loyal friend. Mm-hmm. So if you... like, it's just like, as simple as that, I'll just never like the guy. It doesn't matter what happens... he fucking swung on my boy, Ari. And then he punched Lev, which made me like him a little bit. Like, so now I'm sort of torn. I keep on going back and forth now.
If you saw Michael Rappaport just hit me out of nowhere, would you back me up?
You know what's fucked up? I would help him fuck you up. I would literally, me and him would fucking...
You are such a climber, dude.
Me and Rappaport would fucking wreck your shit
together.
You're
a fucking climber, dude.
No, I think I would get your back. I think my natural instinct would be... is this fucking guy's hitting a... oh, I don't want to say it. I can't.
Say it, dude. No, I can't say it. You're future Rogan guest?
You watched things. No,
he's hitting a great upcoming Rogan appearance. I can't risk that.
Dude, Lev is the type of guy, though, now that I said that publicly, it's going to be just his everything to get on Rogan. It's like when they told Trump, then when they all laughed at him saying he was couldn't be president.
Right.
Remember there was dinner? Obama, mocked him, and it was like, this fucking asshole.
White press conference.
Yeah, right? Dude, it was fucking hilarious.
Press dinner.
And then, Trump was sitting there. It's like, okay, motherfuckers.
I announced that I'm trans next week.
Yeah.
Just, playing the whole game.
Let's see.
I don't need Rogan, dude.
I got Bobby Kelly, dude.
It's just on YKWD, dude.
Well, there was a time when we all thought Bobby Kelly was going to be the East Coast Rogan.
Who the fuck is... I don't know.
Exactly. No, Bobby's a fucking... Bobby is maybe one of my best friends, is one of my best friends in the world, and somebody who's helped me more than anybody else in the world. But Bobby was, for a hot minute there, the godfather of New York podcasting. He was podcasting before anybody, 15 years ago.
Wow.
Him and Colin Quinn doing a podcast together. Nice. Nobody knew what a podcast was.
Yeah, he doesn't get enough due, man.
I got to start coming to New York more so I can know more people.
Yeah, dude. You
don't know Bobby Kelly?
No.
That's fucking wild.
Bobby's a killer, dude. He's the best.
Nice.
He's the best. Literally, go support Bobby Kelly and all that he does.
I know the LA scene. I know the LA scene. You know what I'm saying?
Those comics suck.
Let's see.
Not all of them.
In comparison, L.A. comics.
A great majority.
There's a lot of great L.A. comics. Yeah. That's an old sort of thing to say. And I like to fuck around and say it a lot. You know, Crack Amico putting out L.A. is Gay, which is a great fucking track. The best track ever. And also, shout out to Crack Amico. Crack Amico, I'll give him a shout out. We got to get him on the show, Shannon. We got to get him to come into New York. We'll do a live Real Ass podcast with Crack Amico performance. Okay. And it's going to get fucking crazy, okay? But Crack Amico just started his own stream on his YouTube channel. So just search Crack Amico on YouTube, or Shannon, maybe pull it up and let me know what it is. But he just started doing streams, and I want to support him because he fucking rules, dude. And
nice.
I think it's called The Crack House.
Yeah, The Crack House. That's his live stream. Yeah, he's our, we created a SoundCloud rapper.
Oh, no.
And he raps about the comedy scene. Did you see the latest one called Bad Bitch?
I don't even know who he is.
Well, he's going to know Crack Amico? He doesn't know Bobby Kelly.
Crack Amico.
It's a really good point, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, Crack Amico is fucking notorious at this point.
Speaking of, have you seen fucking Hunter Biden?
When they hacked this shit?
There's a new crack montage out. Yeah. He's like...
I saw today somebody posted a picture and they were like, this is the president's son. And it's apparently Hunter Biden lying down with 5 10-year-old girls rubbing their feet on him. And I was like, there's no way this is a real picture.
It's completely real.
That's really him. No, there's no way that's real. And he's not in prison right now. That's fucking crazy.
He's the president's son. No. There's hundreds of hours on video out there of him fucking 20-year-old prostitutes and smoking crack.
I don't care about fucking 20-year-old prostitutes or smoking crack. Means nothing to me. Have fun at it.
We're not all Puerto Rican. That fucking hit some of us.
Have at it. I'm talking about 10-year-old girls massaging him with their feet.
I didn't see the 10-year-old girls thing. But
I saw a meme today on Instagram that somebody posted, and it was, this is fucking Hunter Biden, and there's no fucking way that's real.
I don't know. I don't really
care if he smokes crack. Does he have a job?
That's crazy that all he fucking does, his favorite thing is setting up a camera and smoking crack.
Both
on
of our
camera.
Producers are on ayahuasca right now.
But they don't do it on cam.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now show them titties.
Go to the bitch booth. They're tripping balls right now.
But they're not naked doing crack.
Take your clothes off, bitches.
Would you say that like it's a, like
I'm trying to give notes.
His favorite thing is to get really high and fuck hot hookers. Dude, sounds cool.
No. That's fine. But his favorite thing is doing it while his phone's rolling. It's like and I wonder if it's the crack.
Can you imagine that, Lou?
I love fucking on camera. What are you talking about?
Fucking's one thing, but why is he recording himself smoking crack? That's the weird part. Like, he's getting every crack rock on camera. It's not the fucking. It's like he loves setting up a TikTok and just fucking.
There's a picture out there. This chick fucking. We were doing blow in my hotel room. And she goes, I want to take a picture to send to my ex-boyfriend who's like a big fan of yours. And I was like, I'll take a picture. That'd be funny, right? So she's sitting on my lap in the hotel room. And there's just huge lines on the table. And it's me with this fucking whore in my lap. Yeah. It is the craziest fucking photo. That's just out there. Like, if she's listening, please, by all means, send it. At this point, I don't have a secret coke addiction, so I'm a little more honest about it. But at the time, I remember being like, what the fuck? Because I saw the photo, and I was like, you have to delete this. You can't have that anywhere.
One time this chick was mad at her boyfriend, and we were hooking up. So she asked me to come on her face so she could take a picture and send it to him to piss him off.
If I was his boyfriend, I would then send that to her father to piss her off. There's no getting me with that.
I was just like, I just needed to make sure my dick wasn't in it. That was the only part. I was like, I'll do it as long as like I'm not in the shit.
So Hunter Biden, do we know if the picture of him with the children, that is absolutely crazy.
I don't think it's real because any way that I search any version of those words, it's not coming up. So it must have just been a meme.
Yeah, maybe it's just a meme. Him smoking crack, what does he do? Does he have a job for the government?
He like goes to fucking Ukraine and he sells them art for $60 billion or some bullshit.
What does that have to do with me?
That's how they're hiding the money.
But what does that have to do with me? What is Hunter Biden selling fucking art in the Ukraine? What does it have to do with me?
Showing you how criminal Joe Biden is.
I don't give a fuck about, they're all criminals. For us to sit here and pretend that everybody in the government isn't a criminal, they all know shady shit, they're all willing to murder fucking children in other countries for nothing. We know nothing. We know one person. We know the tip of a fucking pin. We know nothing about what's really going on out there. So I'm not going to judge some dude who smokes some crack and fucks some hookers because that's nothing, doggy. That's nothing as bad as that politicians are doing. I'd rather them smoke crack and fuck hookers.
No, but here's the thing. He's doing it on camera. He's doing it on camera.
I'm worried about what they're doing not on camera, doggy. That's the fucking issue. I don't give a fuck about what this guy does. I don't care who is he. It's the president's son. Who cares?
I mean, but if you're the president's son, the one thing you're like your whole job is don't smoke crack on camera.
What is this? This is him smoking crack. This is him smoking crack.
Yeah, get the montage.
This is just.
He's always naked. Always fucking hitting the pookie.
And then he drinks a White Claw after.
He loves it, dude. He's having a good time, dude. Honestly, real.
But there's the thing. Why is the camera rolling? Like, why does this look like an IG stream? He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude. Like, listen.
Look at him. He's a real ass dude. He's ready to fucking live his life.
Smoking crack, popping claws. Cool.
Dude, he's actually. I appreciate his honesty and realness more than most people. Because guess what? Most people on social media, guess what? It's just the best and brightest. It's just, oh, look at me, living and winning, right? This guy's out there saying, this is who I really am, and I'm not ashamed. How do you not fucking love it?
Right.
I have no problem with any of this.
I just wonder if it's he just loves recording himself smoking crack, or if it's the crack that makes him go like, I gotta
need
start
to document this.
Yeah, I gotta start a TikTok. Need this TikTok crack rock out there.
These politicians fuck children. They're so much worse than smoking crack and fucking prostitutes. I'm a couple decisions away from that. That's not crazy.
He's in way better shape than you.
That is true. Yeah. If I was in shape, dude, I would be fucking just.
He didn't wait till Ellis got old. He would have fought him.
Oh, dude.
You're like fucking Canelo cherry picking these fights.
Yeah, okay.
Wait until people age out.
Yeah. Let's see. Aspersion Caster says, how does Lev have a better opinion on everything than Lewis? Cut Lev's mic. For Aspersion's comment, thank you very much. Cut his mic for three full minutes now. Aspersion Caster, I'm going to block you on Twitter because I don't know how to block you from the racist live chat. But I know that I follow you on Twitter. Now I'm unfollowing you and I'm blocking you. How does that feel?
Is this mic on?
No. It's off.
I'm about to attack.
Doggy, attack. What are you going to do? You didn't do shit to Rappaport. Think I'm afraid of you?
I'm about to attack.
All right, put his mic back on. Jesus. Only because I know good podcasting and doesn't sound good to have.
I'm
going to
take over your network, Lewis.
Please.
And then I'm going to sell it to Rogan for $9 for the price of a monthly subscription.
It is going up. You're right. Please subscribe. Subscribe now before it goes up.
Get grandfathered in.
Get grandfathered into the old price. We're not going to raise. If you're subscribed already, we're not raising the prices on you. We raise it on new subscribers. But this is the last time we're doing it. So if you subscribe after September 1st and we raise the prices, you're getting a price raise. Just so you know. All right. So, naked man arrested after allegedly trying to assault a dog. Is there video of this, Shannon?
No. There's not. It's just the story. So they apparently the guy was on mushrooms, they think. And this is in Oklahoma City around 1 a.m. And people saw him running through the street naked. He was fighting with somebody. And then he's 19 years old. When the cops arrived at the scene, he was naked on the front porch of somebody else's home. And witnesses said that he was sitting outside their home, walked up to their dog, and then assaulted the family dog. And how he did it was he grabbed the dog's face and tried to pry its mouth open with his genitals.
Like a crowbar?
I guess so. This is what the guy
looks
like.
His hard dick?
Yeah. So I guess
he's kind of hot.
He looks pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Is that Brian from Guest Digital?
See, I guess he was trying to sexually assault the dog.
He's trying to, yeah. Well, he's all fucked up on drugs. Can't really count that.
Nah.
You know?
Damn, look at those waves, though.
He's got nice hair, dude.
I think my hair is starting to go.
He's got nice hair, nice lips. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a hot guy.
No homo, but that's a handsome
guy.
He could
play like Thor's cousin or some shit.
For like, you could say that he's low-key hot. Come on, folks.
The dabs can't keep him down.
Keep up. Keep up. Let's go.
You're fucking melting through your chair right now.
By the way, remember before we said why Lewis can't have a gun? He literally, just because he had a thing with a trigger, started shooting fire in the air.
While he's podcasting, every time he hits a line, because
he was excited about a pun. Yeah.
You had to give him a gun with blanks.
All right. Let's see.
Next time you're in Texas, let's go shooting, Lou.
I'll go shooting for sure. Yeah, let's do this. I'll be in Texas soon. I like shooting guns. I'm just a fucking pussy.
Stop trying to get on Rogan, dude. Stop pandering. You hate guns.
He's never been on Rogan. He's not who I'm going to pander to. Got a pander to Dave Smith. Shane.
Tim just Dillon. Sitting with Dave, you're like, dude, guns are
cool. I've invested in Tim Dillon. Tim Dillon's the new Rogan. He's my Rogan.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I think Schultz isn't going to have me on a show anymore either.
Have you? Oh, but you've done it, right?
I've done a show. Yeah. But then I asked to do it again. And then he was like, yeah, dude, I'll be out of town that date. He was like, but we'll promote your shit on the show. I was like, well, just give me another date then.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
It's weird. All these podcasts.
So we might
be going
at war
back
with Andrew Schultz and Akash Singh.
Nah, I don't know.
Well, I can't take Schultz, but I'll destroy Akash from the inside out. Not physically, I mean his career. Akash doesn't want this heat.
I think you got to commit to this.
Destroying Akash. Look, I didn't want it to come to this.
Proud Boy attacks brown man.
I've liked Akash the entire time. Okay,
he's too likable. You can't.
He's
a sweetheart
of a guy.
Yes, he is.
I like Akash.
It's a shame. He's so nice. It's crazy, like how nice he is, and he's a good comic.
He's very funny.
Very good comic.
He's so nice. You know, like he has no. He's not jaded at all.
No, he's like literally the sweetest guy. One of the most likable people in comedy, and now I have to destroy him, which is fucked up. Do you think about how I feel?
Yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, you might really go on crack after you try to destroy Akash. You might have to start doing crap.
You got to watch out. His people carry big knives.
I know. What if I try to, and he just starts stabbing me. It was a tweet. It was just a tweet.
You could have given me another date.
No, I can't. Obviously, I love Schultz and Akash. They both do rule. Look at David Lucas trying to stay in their good graces.
That's the homies.
We were fucking trashing them before the show.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ.
Now on mic, you want to fucking buddy up?
Seriously. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I try to be cool with everybody.
You really are a nice guy.
I don't got beef with
nobody. Don't start trashing people in front of David Lucas.
Yeah, I don't got no beef with nobody.
Name somebody you don't like in comedy. There's got to be somebody you don't like.
I like everybody.
Everybody?
Honestly.
Impossible.
Yeah. I don't have, like, I mean, if comedians don't like me, bro, like, I mean... Excuse me. I mean, if comedians don't like me, they don't voice it. You know what I'm saying? there's not one person I dislike. I mean, me and I feel weird about me and Michael Rapaport after we roasted each other on Kill Tony. But
what happened there?
There's a clip on YouTube or something. Me versus Michael Rapaport. We just roasted each other.
Did he get mad?
He was laughing at the end, but I felt like he was roasting me from a place that wasn't fun.
What do you mean?
Like, I felt like he genuinely felt like that about the roast jokes he was saying. Like, it felt like he really didn't like
me. Pull it up. I want to see this. I've never seen this.
YouTube, David Lucas versus Michael Rapaport.
Yeah,
which is a very famous thing. So at the end of Kill Tony, David Lucas will have sort of like a battle, you know, with whoever the judge is. Now, if the judge sits there and says nothing, you'll probably ignore them for the most part. Probably got a couple of zingers for them, not either way, you know. But they'll get slapped, and then they got to sit there and take it. But if they say something back, then you're just boom, boom, right. Boom, boom, boom. Which for me, I love. I don't ever wait. I'm like, fuck you, you piece of shit. I don't even say anything clever because I know you're going to just go off, and I think it's hilarious, and I laugh. And I'm a fan of roasting. I'm a fan of the right. show. I'm a fan of you.
Right.
So I want to see you go off.
Right.
I think other comedians, sometimes they get like legitimately like, I don't. It seems like they're nervous to be roasted, which is very strange to me because comedy, in my opinion, is all about being self-deprecating, exactly. All about being self-aware. And what better way to be self-aware than to have somebody look at you and just fucking start firing roast jokes at you, right? Have you seen, give me people that have gotten pissed off.
Michael Rapaport.
Did you walk Donnell?
Yeah, Donnell, he was... Yeah, but I get why Donnell's like that. It's the old black man thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this young nigga ain't about to show me up.
That's also crazy, too. Yeah. It's not like, you know, that he should be able to. Also, it should be like the Andre the Giant Hulk Hogan thing, where it's like he should get you over. Donnell, you know, Donnell has a ton of respect within the comedy community and the comedy world. You know, a New York legend. Like, people don't realize, like, how much people love. And Donnell's a killer. He's a very, very funny comedian.
He's funny as fuck.
And I think he's a guy that, you know, probably, you know, doesn't get the same type of respect that he should get. I don't think he's like world known like he should be. So maybe he has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. I don't know. But he's still respected enough that he should be willing to get you over, you know. And, you know, I remember watching that and being like, I was like, who cares?
But I'm sure it comes from a place of like, I've been doing this shit for 40 years. I don't need to get made fun of anymore.
We all need to get made fun of a little bit. It doesn't matter how long we've been doing anything.
Sure, but
it's what if we get made fun. I made a whole fucking career to be made fun of, right? I get made fun of on every single platform.
No choice,
right? No, I did have a choice. I could just be an uptight asshole and put
people make fun of you on podcasts.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I mean, no, it's like literally the whole fucking, thing on Legion of Skanks on this show. It's like, but if I could just put shitty comedians around me and just fucking be the guy that, is the alpha in the room and fucking take center court.
Yeah, but who'd listen to that show, dude?
Woo! Woo! All right.
But that's, I'm saying like, if I start getting too serious on myself or start getting too preachy, Zach will trash me. The guests on this show, for the most part, you guys will trash me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's just the type of comedy that I've always liked and appreciated. And that's why a show like Kill Tony, I've always loved, because it came from a place of love where you do want to help these young comedians. Like, I know Tony genuinely wants to help these young comedians. When I'm there as a guest, I usually just make fun of them, right? I'll make fun of whatever it is, but I'm rooting for them to do well. I want them to do well. And that experience, doing that and being on that show and being roasted and having other comedians who are more experienced make fun of you and sort of like putting yourself up there and being naked like that, it does give you some fucking balls. It's a much different thing when you're being judged on your comedy versus just trying to make somebody laugh, because you're trying to make people laugh, but you're also being judged. When I was on Last Comic Standing, I remember how nervous I was because I had these judges that were sort of like peering through me while I'm trying to make people laugh. And it was a way different thing. Think about when you have friends visit you at a comedy show where you go, it's like, oh, I'm not just entertaining these people. These people are judging where I'm at in my career, where I'm at in my life.
They're
going to go back to our other friends from high school and say, oh, this guy fucking sucked. This guy was good. It adds another level of pressure onto what you're doing.
But I'm sure with Donnell, it's like he's around Chappelle a lot. So he's like, I've been doing this shit too. I'm a fucking killer. I've been doing it forever. I want that. Like, if Chappelle's on Kill Tony, nobody's going to roast Chappelle.
I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't.
Only,
I wouldn't
make only fun person.
You're a pussy.
Only,
that's why you're never going to do Rogan.
Well, yeah.
Cut my mic. I'm about to say some things.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, you'd have to. I would. I know for a fact you would. Yeah. Unquestionably. Unfucking questionably.
Like, it'll be difficult not to.
Right. You have to. That's you, it's
or
like
you're a pussy.
It's almost like you have to.
I look at it as like, you know, the greats. I don't know if I would, maybe in a green room, but like on a, in a public
in a green
thing,
room, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would do the other one.
In a green room, I'm going to freeze up and I'm going to not even make eye contact with Chappelle. I'm going to go in the opposite direction. If I'm on a show where Chappelle's there and it's, I would never be in the situation where you are, where you're sort of like, that's your position.
Right.
But if that's it, if I was doing a roast battle and Chappelle was one of the judges, unquestionably, I would take a shot at Chappelle. I think he'd laugh at it.
Yeah.
He should.
Yeah, I think he would.
Maybe.
All right, let me see what happened with you and Rappaport.
Like, strike. You look like a gay bowling ball. Look at you, you big black motherfucker. Except a bowling ball, you can only fit three fingers inside of it.
You look like a homosexual zebra.
Oh, my God.
That motherfucker be galloping ass backwards.
Jesus Christ.
I could just see you in Africa running with your ass forward.
All right, all right.
The ass button lions and shit.
Not all of us are lucky enough to look like outer space, all right? So.
If they took you to outer space, you want a capsule full of dildos.
Why would I be in a capsule full of dildos?
That's a pretty good joke.
So you can have fun. Tony got a dildo air freshener.
Right, fast forward to the part where it's him and Rappaport, Shannon.
Yeah, we know you
beef jerky in your shit. You got four fucking zipper pockets on to hide the beef jerky in your shit. What the fuck? How many fucking pockets you need on one pair of pants?
You one loud white dude. You would have been a good slave owner. What the fuck are you doing not working? Get back to work, you motherfucker. Put them chains back. Go get it out.
Put some new knowledge in your fucking dry ass dreads, man. You're dry, you got Kenan Thompson's haircut from 1996. Dry ass motherfucking dreads. Yeah. Them shits look fucked up, man. God damn.
You got all kind of
accoutrements and shit.
Your face look like a screen mask. Get your goddamn surprise face
look
ass up out
fucking,
of here, nigga.
Look at that fucking chain.
You always look like you trick-or-treating. Get the fuck up out of here. Get your ass up out of here. I hate to see you through my doorbell, nigga.
Fucking dreads. Yeah, dusty ass comedy store sweatshirt on.
Your face look like you just got some bad news.
You got the Boogaloo shrimp pants on. Where the fuck you break dance?
Your mouth look like it's supposed to wind up, nigga.
Oh my
Hell
god.
Hell yeah, bro. You got a mouthful of horse teeth. Boy.
Yeah, look at you. Yo, your shits are crooked, motherfucker. You need to get your whole furniture set fixed. Show the crowd your fronts. Look at your fronts. Them shits are busted.
This is the only time I felt like I was roasting somebody who genuinely didn't like me.
Yeah.
You smile, you ain't got to do shit because you ain't got no lips.
That's all right. You ain't got no
you always show. You always showing teeth.
Cut your fucking nails, motherfucker.
It's not even a joke.
Right? Just barely hanging on.
But that was it. That was the intensity of it. Was there anything else that happened?
Maybe go towards the end, like the last 45 seconds.
I was going to say, you know what it is? I don't even know that he seems like he's mad. He's not a comic, so I think that he's like doing what he's trying to roast, but it also happened kind of with Bisping.
He called me a knuckle dragger.
That's funny. That's the first funny thing he said. Here's the thing. Saying knuckle dragger isn't funny. Saying knuckle dragger to a big black guy to his face is pretty funny. For a white guy to go there in the roast context,
right.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, that's what me and you met, the episode with Michael Bisping.
Yeah, yeah, with Bisping. So that's what happened. Bisping wasn't a comic. People were getting, they'd be like, oh, Bisping got mad. It's like, no, Bisping wasn't mad.
He was treating it like a UFC
fight. He wasn't going to do creative, you look like this jokes. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just like, at one point he goes, if it's getting the best of him, he just went into, he was like, yeah, but I'll just take you out back and beat your ass because that's what I can do. He wasn't actually going to do that. He wasn't, he wasn't actually trying to threaten you. Right. He was just, that's sort of the way the fighter mind works. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's just the next escalation.
Simply.
Yes.
But the only time Bisping probably gets made fun of like that is when he was doing pressers before a fight. So, like, his instinct is like, well, I'm going to kick your ass on July 8th.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, he was just, there was no keeping up with David Lucas. So instead of sitting there and smiling and laughing. He was like, oh, no, I'll keep up this way because I can just kick his ass. I can point that out. But I don't think that he realized that in this comedy setting, in a comedy club setting where comics are doing that, it comes off as like, oh, dude, like that's not really the reaction. But his intent wasn't to actually be intimidating or to threaten you. You guys hung out after the show and he was super cool. You guys took pictures together. But it's an interesting thing when it's not a comedian, because I think the same thing with Rappaport. He was sort of doing an impression of what he thought roasting was. And he wasn't happy that he was losing and not able to, like, keep up. But I don't think he didn't, from my perspective, he didn't come off like he was genuinely pissed.
I mean, you know him better not to,
probably. No, I probably don't.
Do you want to see the last, like, 30 seconds?
Go ahead, let's see.
You look like Makes Alex sense Trebek. Now. Double Jeopardy face ass.
Your dreads have grown an inch since you got on this fucking stage. And one of them fell out.
You and Jeremiah got the same nose. Dolphin nose ass.
That's Jeremiah over there.
Intentional. I'm not in this.
You like you put your nose in drink cans for fun.
Oh, my God. All right. Like I said, this should have been over 2 minutes ago.
All right, fuck it, man.
David, unbelievable set. Unbelievable.
All right. Yeah, I mean, look. They're saying Don Marrera in the racist live chat. What happened with Don Marrera?
Oh, yeah, me and Don Marrera.
What happened there?
He looked like he wanted to call me the N-word the whole time. Oh, I was really? On stage. Yeah. I was roasting him.
Yeah, oh, he didn't like it.
Yeah, nah, damn. Old school, bro.
I think certain guys, they hit a certain age. They're like, I paid my dues of being made fun of. Like, they want to be respected, you know, by the young guys. Gay. I think you're going to be the first guy to get there out of your crew.
I promise you that I will never grow out of being made fun of. It ain't gonna happen. I've grown a thick skin to it. Like, you know, I'm not.
I'm calling it now. Yeah. You in your 50s will be, look, I already did the getting made fun of. You know, you're gonna be past it. You're not gonna be cool with it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's my bet.
I don't know. Lewis is a good sport.
And me and Rogan will high five and be like, I called that shit.
I'm one of the ones that you could, you know. Can make fun of.
No, you're a good sport. You're the best guy.
Yeah, you are too. That's why I like you.
Zach got good roast jokes, bro. Me and Zach had a good roast battle.
Yeah, we had a blast.
Yeah,
you guys fucking went back and forth. And Kill Tony was great. Yeah, Berg killed when we were on Kill Tony, dude. That one's gonna come out soon. Yeah, you guys fucking went back and forth. It was great. I love it, dude. Yeah, we're gonna wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. Go support David Lucas. Go support Lev Fur. Come see me in Kansas City this weekend. Next week in Nashville and Huntsville, Alabama. Lots of stuff coming up, guys. Keep on supporting all the things that we do. We're going to start giving away Skankfest tickets as well on the show. We got to think about how we're doing that.
You're supposed to put me on the lineup.
You'll be on the lineup. I got you.
September, what's the date? September?
October 14th or 16th.
October 14th.
Las Vegas, Nevada, presented exclusively by YoKratom, YoKratom.com. Shout out to those guys, because without them, we don't do Skankfest. Let's get real.
Yeah.
Support them. All right, we're out. Peace.
Yeah.
That's all, folks.